The Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. I'm Phil Hendry. And again, our number 1-800-449-8686. I got a phone call during our news break and commercial break that I have to take right now. And I'm not going to apologize to you. David wants to go on, right? On the air. Okay. This is David G. Hall. He is the Vice President of Syndication for the Phil Hendry Show. David, how are you this evening?
Phil, I'm all right. One of the things I wanted to mention to you is that for two nights in a row, I've been hearing something on the air that I need to talk to you about. And I don't know whether you want to do it here or...
Well, you called, and Mike said to me that you wanted to do it on the air.
But I needed for you to hear me tell you that you're doing something that is damaging your show and is damaging the network. And I don't know whether you want me to talk to you about it on the air or not. I don't know whether...
Do you want to talk about it off the air? We can talk about it off the air.
Well, the problem is you've done it two nights in a row, and I feel like unless I say something to you about it, it's going to continue, and it is doing some serious damage.
Well, what am I doing? This always makes me nervous when you call up.
The only thing you're doing is you've been talking for two nights in a row about how big your house is and how much you can't afford it. So in other words...
I don't think that I've been...
Hold on, Phil. Let me finish. So in other words, on the one hand, you're telling us you got a three-acre compound. On the other hand, you're saying that you can't afford to pay for it. On the one hand, you're telling us that you're putting a pool in. On the other hand, you're pleading, oh, poor me, about the pool. Do you understand?
And I thought it might be relatable. It was happening in my life.
No, we've had this discussion before. I don't want to have it with you on the air. But I'm forced to have it with you on the air because you are continually doing things that do such serious damage to your radio show. I've got to talk to you about it immediately. Now, you've been talking about the big house, you can't afford it. The big pool, you can't afford it. If I got to hear about your $8,000 sofa one more time... And
David, we're on the air right now talking about this stuff, and I know that you have promised me in the past that we wouldn't have to air this...
Phil, I don't want to air it on the air, but what I'm saying is you're doing things that continually damage the program, and I have to talk to you. I'm not like a lot of other program directors, and you know that. And
I understand that.
I don't wait until the damage is so severe that it's irretrievable. If I have to hotline you, I'm going to hotline you, Phil.
I understand that. It's just doing it on the air, okay?
If I got to hotline you, I got to hotline you, and it makes you a better talent. Now, for two nights in a row, and you did it last week as well, and you did it the week before, you're talking about your big house, you're talking about your big pool, and you're talking about your $8,000 sofa. And today you're talking about how you can't afford it. You're sending this message that, A, you got a lot of money, and, B, you don't have a lot of money. So you're bragging and you're whining, and it's destructive. It's the worst possible thing you could do. Do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, people...
What is it you're trying to... Do you want me to not to talk about the house?
What I want to do is something that is going to limit the damage you're doing. You've got to do something that's going to limit the damage that you're doing. The audience, the average radio listener, is not relating to this. They cannot relate to this.
When I'm talking about moving my family...
Why do we got to argue about this?
No, but I want to just have this discussion. When I'm talking about moving my family into a new home... And moving my family into a place that, you know, I'm having a hard...
Phil, you yourself don't even know what it is you're talking about, okay? We got to put our finger in this dike, so to speak, and we have to begin to stem what I think is audience drain, listening to you talking about your house, and the people out there don't feel sorry for you. Now, I have done some research, and what I've tried to do is look into the tastes of the average radio listener and the tastes of the average talk radio listener to try to come up with some features that are going to help the program. We can talk about this when you get off the air, or we can talk about it now, but the fact is I think you've been doing some serious damage.
Why? Because I'm talking about a house?
Phil, don't yell at me. And
I'm not yelling at you, but I'm talking about a house that I'm moving into. And
you're bragging and whining. You're saying, oh, I got 3 acres, and then you're whining about how you can't afford it. It's the worst possible thing you can do to your audience. Those people that are listening to you right now don't understand the concept of owning 3 acres. They don't understand.
So you're telling me it's not relatable.
Let me finish. They don't understand the concept of owning a swimming pool. They don't understand the concept of owning an $8,000 couch. What they do understand are the things that I was able to come up with. There's a newspaper called The Recycler. And I don't know whether you've heard of it or not.
Yeah, I've heard of The Recycler.
Well, it's a newspaper where you can buy stuff that other people used to own. Cars, they don't have $8,000 sofas. They've got $80 sofas. They've got refrigerators. They've got things called garage sales.
Well, a garage sale is where you buy stuff that other people are selling.
Right. Okay, so you've heard of these things. They've got clothes that other people used to wear. What we're trying to do is get you to a mindset where you understand the average radio listener.
And all right, so in other words, I got to read The Recycler.
You got to read The Recycler, and you got to go to garage sales. That's what your listeners are doing. Okay? Have you ever heard of anything called a Trading Post?
Okay, so what are we doing now?
Have you ever heard of anything called a Trading Post?
No.
This is a thing we do in radio. It's a radio show where people call up and trade and sell stuff that they've got. Now, you talking about your big house, and you talking about big cars, and you talking about swimming pools goes right over the heads of the people that are listening to your show right now. But garage sales, The Recycler, and a Trading Post, this is something they understand.
And what are we talking about?
It's just something I wanted to try, and I don't know whether you...
Try what?
We want to try a Trading Post. Phil, we got to do something to help your show.
A Trading Post, David, is this... It's cornball, okay?
Listen, it's cornball? You want to sit there and talk about your big car and your big house? Watch the way you talk to me, by the way.
I don't understand.
Just watch the way you're talking to me. I'm still... I don't want to do this on the air, Phil.
I don't want to do it on the air either, okay? If you don't want me talking about my house that I'm moving into or the swimming pool that we're attempting to put in...
Attempting to put in. You're putting it in, okay? Don't tell us how you can't afford it. I want to do this Trading Post.
David, I had a show.
I want to do the Trading Post. I don't know. When's your break?
I got a break in a couple of minutes.
All right, this is what I want you to do. I want you to come on, ask people if they have anything to buy or sell, to call the number. Give the number. Give the number.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686.
Now tell if anybody has anything to buy or sell.
What do you want me to say?
Say it. You know how it goes.
If you have anything to buy or sell, am I doing that bad of a job that I have to...
Just do this, Phil, because we're bleeding audience, okay? Do it.
If you have anything to buy or sell...
And you don't take dealers, you don't want explosives or firearms.
Jesus Christ. Could you fax it in?
Ask Mike if he has it.
Mike, do you have the copy? Let me see it. Welcome to our Trading Post. If you have anything to buy or sell, give us a call at 1-800-449-8686. This is very embarrassing, David. In the middle of a nationally syndicated show.
Oh, you're nationally syndicated. Let me tell you something. You should have thought about that when you started talking about your car, your house, and your GD swimming pool, and your GD 3 acres. Now you're losing audience. We're losing advertisers. We've got to do something. Now do it and go to your break.
Do I give my name?
Yes.
This is Phil Hendry. Welcome to our Trading Post. If you have anything to buy or sell, please call us at 1-800-449-8686. No dealers, no firearms, no explosives, no liquor or drugs. If you have anything to buy or sell, call us now, 1-800-449-8686.
Go to your break.
We'll be right back.
to use the music that I told you to play. Are you back?
We're back, yeah. Phil Henry Show.
Use the music. And to Phil, I don't want to have to treat you like a child, all right?
Welcome back to the Phil Henry Show Trading Post. If you had anything to buy or sell, David G. Hall is the Vice President of Programming for Syndication for the Phil Henry Show. He's joined us.
Phil, don't embarrass yourself. Just do it.
Welcome back to the Phil Henry Show Trading Post. If you have anything to buy or sell, can I tell people why?
Tell people what?
Can I tell them why we're doing this?
Yeah, I'll tell them. Because you've been on for 3 days talking about your big house, your 3 acres, your swimming pool, your $8,000 couch. You're talking about things that the average radio listener cannot possibly relate to. You are bleeding audience, bleeding advertising money. We've got to do something to turn your show around. You've been syndicated nationally for 4 months, and you are failing. Now go. And use the music that we gave you. Go ahead, hit the music.
Hit the music, Craig. Welcome back to the Phil Henry Show Trading Post. If you have anything to buy or sell, call us at 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show Trading Post. No firearms or explosives, no guns, no dealers, no drugs or alcohol, please. Do I go to it?
Yeah, take a call.
Tampa, welcome to our Trading Post. Hello.
Hello? Hello?
Tampa, yes, hello. Welcome to our Trading Post.
Okay. So what do I do now?
Hello, ma'am. I'm David Hall. How are you?
I'm fine.
And what do you have to buy or sell?
I have a rattan dining room set, glass top with 4 chairs for $200.
Oh, that's great. A rattan dining room, what is it?
A rattan dining room set with a glass top with 4 chairs.
A rattan? Go ahead, Phil. Do
no, what am I? It's a rattan dining room set.
It's a rattan dining. Go on, Phil. Do it.
What do you want me to do?
Talk about what the lady's got. God damn it. Do it.
What do you have? Oh, it's a rattan. It's a rattan dining room set, ma'am?
Right. A glass
That's
top
great. Uh-huh.
With four chairs.
And how many? And you have 4 chairs to go with it? And how much are you asking for it?
$200.
$200. I'm not sure.
Ask people if they want it to call in.
Okay, everybody. There's a lady with a rattan dining room set with 4 chairs and a glass top. It's $200 if you'd like to call in.
What is wrong with you?
I feel very bad because this is not the way my show's supposed to go. That's all.
You're going to embarrass this lady. Yeah, ma'am?
Yes?
Yeah. That sounds like a great deal. And what are you asking? Are you asking $200, or would you take something in trade?
I don't want to trade anything. I just want to get rid of it, you know?
Yeah, I hear it. Okay, $200. Go ahead, Phil. Talk it up.
I don't know what you mean by talk it up.
Make it sound good.
The lady has a rattan.
God damn it, don't you embarrass me, Henry.
A rattan table with a glass top and 4 chairs. And call in now, 1-800-449-8686. And you don't want anything in trade, ma'am?
No.
But it's a very nice set, huh?
It's a nice set. It's good rattan.
Right.
And it's got a mauve cushions on
each of the
chairs.
Ask her what mauve is.
What's mauve?
Well, mauve is like a deep rose.
What? And ask her what rattan is. Isn't that, hey lady, isn't that what you call bamboo?
Well, no. It's a little better than bamboo.
See, most
people
don't know what mauve is, Phil.
Yeah.
Okay, well, mauve is what?
A little darker than rose.
It's darker than rose?
Yeah.
And there's a bamboo. Rattan is bamboo.
No, it's not bamboo.
Uh-huh.
Rattan is a little better than bamboo.
And the asking price is $200, ladies and gentlemen, for this great rattan dining room with a glass top.
Right.
It's the Phil Henry Show Trading. Come on, do I got to do the whole thing for you?
It's the Phil Henry Show Trading Post. Call in now if you want the rattan tabletop. Can you hold on the line, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. Here is Albany on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi. I just called to tell you I know what mauve is. I also know what rattan is.
There you go. Are you interested in the table?
To a Trading Post. I want to hear about the house and the 3 acres.
Are you interested in the Trading Post or in the table?
No, I want to talk about the house and the 3 acres.
We're not talking about the house and the three. Is the lady there from Tampa?
Yes.
Talk to this lady and tell her about your table.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, I have a rattan dining room set with a glass top and four chairs with mauve cushions that I'm asking $200 for.
That's very nice.
It's about 2 years old. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. So?
Yes, she can hear you. Go.
Are you interested?
No, I want to talk about his house and his 3 acres.
You want to talk about what?
Phil, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm right here.
I don't understand what's happening there tonight, but I was enjoying the show prior to this.
I have to do a trading post.
Tell the lady in Tampa, you there?
Yes.
Don't worry, we're going to sell that table for you. I want you to stay on the line. The lady in Albany?
Yeah.
What do you got? You got anything you want to sell or nothing?
I don't want to
sell
or
buy anything. I don't understand. Why did you take the call, Phil?
I'm just taking calls.
Why are you taking her call?
Mike took the call, okay?
Well, tell Schaefer I want people that got something to sell.
You know what?
What?
You're being very rude to him.
Ma'am, I'm trying to help Phil. I'm trying to help this, quote, show, end quote, that he's got.
By embarrassing him on national radio?
Are you embarrassed, Phil?
I'm very embarrassed.
I'm sorry, okay? But he doesn't understand the habits of the average listener. He doesn't understand. You're an average radio listener, okay? You know what the recycler is, right?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay. And you've been to garage sales?
Yes.
What do you know about 3 acres? Nothing.
I know that I'd much rather hear about that than listen to a garage sale. I can go to a garage sale anywhere.
Is the lady in Tampa there?
Yes.
We're going to sell that table. The lady in Albany, you're embarrassing the lady in Tampa by not at least giving. Throw out a number. Throw out $50.
I don't have any desire to buy her table.
What time is it, Phil?
I have to.
What time is it?
I got to go to a break in 15 seconds.
Tell the lady in Tampa to hang on.
Okay. The lady in Tampa, would you hang on?
And yes,
thank
I will.
Thank you, ma'am, from Albany for calling. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Welcome back to the Phil Henry Show Trading Post, 1-800-449-8686. If you have anything to buy or sell, no firearms, no explosives, no liquor or drugs, and please, no dealers. Joining us is David G. Hall. He's the Vice President of Programming for the Phil Henry Show, and he is going to be our co-host here this evening. And
go to a lady in Tampa.
And we have a lady in Tampa. And what is your name, dear?
Joanne.
And you have a rattan table with four chairs and a glass top to sell for $200.
That's right.
Ask her if the price is negotiable.
What?
Ask her if the price
is negotiable.
I
paid about $2,500 for it.
Okay.
But it's negotiable.
$2,500 deal for only $200 on the Phil Henry Show Trading Post. Take a call. Why do I have to tell you what to do?
I'm sorry?
Why do I have to tell you what to do?
I don't know. I'm just...
You better snap out of it and start acting like a professional.
Okay, it's a $2,500 value for $200. Ontario, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello, ma'am. You're on the air.
Hi,
welcome to our trading post.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to say I completely disagree with this guy. People don't want to hear...
Wait a second. Are we doing a trading post or not?
No, people don't want to hear what other people have to sell. People listen to Phil Henry to learn about, you know, if he's selling, I mean, if he's buying a house and having a pool, why do you think people watch the Millionaire Show? Most of these people are not millionaires. They want to watch that show so that they can become, you know, so they can fantasize.
Right, right. I want to ask Phil, take some charge of your show and put the lady together with the lady in Tampa.
Yes, ma'am. Are you interested in buying a rattan table?
No.
Is the lady in Tampa, Jillian, are you there, Julian?
Jillian.
Joanne, talk to the lady in Ontario about your rattan table, please.
I'm sorry, Phil, but I really don't want to listen to about a rattan table. You know, I don't
tell
know
the lady
any of those things. I'm not a rich person.
Is the lady in Tampa there?
Yes.
Well, start talking about your table.
Well, she's in Ontario, California.
Doesn't matter. She can come out. Who gives a crap?
Well, it's kind of a long way to get a rattan table, though.
You know what? I don't want to hear about a rattan table. I want to hear about Phil Henry and his life and what he's doing. That was very interesting. I started to listen to him yesterday.
Oh, come on. Very interesting. The lady in Tampa's got a rattan. UPS. You ever heard of it?
I don't care about UPS. And you said to the other lady, why isn't she interested in the rattan table or whatever that lady was selling and that she was embarrassing her? No, I'm not trying to embarrass her. You're embarrassing Phil, and it's his show.
Phil, you better help me out here.
It doesn't make any sense. It's
his
show,
and
this is why people listen to it.
People are calling in because they want to hear me.
You better help me out.
The lady in Tampa?
Yes?
Will the lady in Ontario at least listen to the woman about her rattan table? Just listen. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead, Joanne. Tell her about the table.
Okay, I have a wonderful rattan table. I paid $2,500 for a dining room set, and I'm trying to get rid of it for $200.
Okay. And that's great.
Pardon me?
Phil, you never had a radio show where you had this happen before. All of a sudden, people are going to, you know, listen to you about a trading post. People don't know what that is.
People do know what that is. A trading post you have all over the United States.
And that's great. And that's, but people do not listen to Phil Henry about a trading post. He's talking about, you know, his pool. And, yeah, a lot of people do not have a pool and 3 acres. They want to fantasize. It's just
the same
reason why people watch game shows.
Everybody knows about the trading post.
That's great. That's fine that people know that. But people do not want to listen to that. They want to listen to what Phil Henry has to say.
The lady in Tampa, you want to hear about the trading post, don't you?
Well, I think it would be a little diversion, like 15 minutes of the show, an hour or something like that. A little diversion, you know?
A little diversion, okay, that would be fine. But then,
see, you're right. See, I told you.
Then the other hours, then have someone else do that. Don't have Phil Henry do that. Because you can obviously tell that he's uncomfortable and embarrassed. And why make someone do something that would make them uncomfortable?
Are you embarrassed, Phil?
You know that I am.
Why can't you be a professional, though, and pretend like you like it?
The reason why I got into
I'm doing a trading post here, and you want to tell us about the reason why you got into radio.
Will you let me finish?
What?
I didn't get into radio to do stuff that I didn't want to do. I got into radio to do the stuff that I did want to do.
Well, the stuff that you want to do blows dead apes, and it's not working. Do you understand me? It's not working.
Well, this lady in Ontario likes it, don't you?
Yes, I really like it.
Oh, well, a whole one. That's great. One listener.
One listener?
Do you shave? Do you
shave? Plenty of people who listen to this show.
Ma'am, do you
want to hear about the things that he's doing?
Do you shave?
Do I shave?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, facially.
No.
Well, then she's not going to be selling any shaving cream, is she, Phil?
Do you
watch?
What does that have to do with anything? Shaving your face? What?
You don't shave your face.
Right.
What has that got to do with...
You know that she's not a man. She's not buying male products. Now, where's this? The lady in Tampa, is she still there?
Yes.
Don't lose this woman. She's gold. She has something to sell. You got something to sell in Ontario? Yeah? No? What? Instead of sitting there and laughing, what do you got?
That's not why people are listening.
Instead of sitting there and laughing, what do you got?
People are not listening for that.
You got nothing to buy or sell.
That doesn't matter.
This
is not what his radio show is about.
A toaster.
This just happened 15 minutes ago. You called up, completely embarrassed him, and now you want it to be a trading post all of a sudden?
Ma'am, the lady in Tampa, will you take anything in trade?
No, I don't want anything in trade. I think what you're trying to do is just give a little diversion to the show.
That's exactly right.
To pick it up a little bit.
To pick it up a little bit. Exactly. What?
Have a meeting with
him. Have a meeting with
him.
This idea is going to catch on, and Henry is going to be bigger than Dr. Laura. This trading post deal is a great idea.
No, because Dr. Laura talks about her life and tries to help other people. And I've heard Phil Henry do that before.
Ah, she sucks. Henry's going to be bigger.
Look at David. I don't want you sitting here at my
insult Laura at my expense
or at her expense and try to build me up. She does a great show, and
you can be bigger with the Trading Post.
Oh, will you give up the Trading Post? I don't want to do the Trading Post.
Look at lady. Don't you the lady in Tampa?
Yes.
Don't you hang up. We're going to sell that rattan, whatever the hell it is.
I'll send me the money, right?
Bull crap. We're going to sell
gonna
that table.
You're going to lose people if you do that.
All right. I. What do you want me to do?
Hang up on the woman in Ontario. Thank you very much, ma'am. That's very nice. Goodbye. Have you hung up yet?
No, I haven't.
Hang up on her.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you, Phil.
Thanks a lot. Nice talking to you. Jesus Christ. Now who?
Memphis, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Hi.
I just wanted to tell you, this is not Sanford and Son. This is the most ridiculous idea I've ever heard. This
is called
your boss is an idiot.
It's a Trading Post. They do it in radio all the time. It's a
Phil has a great show, and you're doing nothing but running it down.
No, sir.
I don't see
not.
How he could stand to work for you. You're an idiot.
Hold on.
You've got a great show.
Is the lady in Tampa?
Get this lady off the.
No.
You don't need to be selling anything.
Don't insult the lady. Is the lady in Tampa there? Is the lady in Tampa? Tell
go
the guy.
Ahead and advertise in your local newspaper. Let
ma'am,
Phil do his show.
Ma'am, go ahead and tell the guy about the table. It's a great
table,
sir.
I don't
know
about the table. This is not Sanford and Son. This is a radio show. We like to call in and talk to Phil, not you. You're an idiot.
I'm the vice president. I don't care who you are.
You're messing up this show. You are messing up this show.
All right, I'll listen to what you have to say. If
you're making Phil look like a fool.
I'll listen to what you have. No, I'm not. I'm helping
you. Yes, you are.
Am I making you look like a fool, Phil?
You know that I'm embarrassed.
What?
You know that I am embarrassed.
I've been in radio 30 years. How long have you been in radio, buddy?
I've never been in radio.
There you go. Now, just look.
I don't have to be in radio to know what I like to listen to.
Look,
I'm not selling a bunch of rattan furniture. Is not what I want to hear.
Well, hold on for a minute. I'll listen to what you got to say. Just listen to what this lady has to say. Take it away, Joanne. Go ahead. What do you got? Joanne, go.
A wonderful rattan dining room set with a glass top and four chairs, which I paid $2,500 for, and I want to sell for $200.
You want to sell it for $200, then you're going to have to ship it across this country and charge somebody shipping. It's not worth anything. Keep it. Get off there and let Phil do his show. It's nothing against you, lady, but this man's making an idiot out of everybody.
Why don't you get off the air?
Because I'm trying to get Phil's show back on the way everybody likes it. You're the only one on here that wants to sell some piece of crap. I'm sorry, but that's the way it is.
I'm the only one that has the guts to call.
Guts? You want $200 for some piece of crap you got laying around your house? What's guts about that?
Well, who else? No one else called.
Exactly. No one else wants to call. No one wants to buy it. They want Phil Hendry to do his show like he's always done it. This other idiot on the phone is ruining his show, and he knows it.
So you don't want to buy? Hold on for a minute. So are you telling me you don't want to buy the table?
Who gives a damn about the table?
Spit it out. What
you are screwing up this show. You're nothing but a loudmouth jerk.
What are you saying? Spit it out.
You just heard what I said. You're ruining Phil's show.
Phil?
You are. Nobody else but you.
Phil.
Yes.
I don't understand your listeners, and I don't know what it is you're trying to do on the air. What is this guy saying?
I'm
sorry? Exactly
what is
I'm
he
saying?
Saying?
He's saying that he doesn't want to buy the table, and with all due respect to the lady in Tampa, he doesn't want to talk to her. He'd like you to get off the air, the lady in Tampa to get off the air, and to continue to listen to me unfettered by you and the lady in Tampa.
Well, that's
Bravo.
That's a real fine thank you from a guy that brought you into this business. Your show.
Well, I'd get away from this guy. This guy is a jerk.
You calling me a jerk?
You heard me. I didn't stutter.
That's some pretty brave talk, isn't it?
No, not really.
Not really?
Not really.
Where are you?
Memphis.
God damn it, you're in Memphis. I'm in Los Angeles.
Well,
I guess that
get
rules,
on a plane.
I guess that rules out kicking your ass.
Well, you could get on a plane.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could, but I got stuff I got to do.
Don't we all?
What are you laughing at?
This is the most idiotic thing I've ever been involved in.
The lady in Tampa still there?
Yes.
Don't you dare go anywhere.
Oh, I know. We're going to sell that rattan table.
You got it.
No one's going to buy it.
Thank you, sir, very much for your call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Forest Park, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Could she please describe that table, what it looks like now?
Ma'am, are you there, Tampa?
Yes.
Go ahead. The gentleman wants you to describe the table.
Okay, it's a rattan table with a glass top. It has four chairs with mauve colors. Cushions.
Okay, and you're asking $200 for it.
Yeah, right.
Would you take $100 cash?
Well, where are you located?
I'm in Georgia.
Well, you'd have to ship it there.
Pardon?
You'd have to ship it there.
Okay, and I'll be honest with you, I have no idea what the shipping cost on something like that would be. Do you have any idea?
I have no idea myself.
Hey, Phil, help him out.
I'm sorry?
Help him out!
Sir, I don't know. Would you call UPS, I guess? And
that's it. Call UPS.
It probably wouldn't be worth your while to ship
for,
it, you know?
$150, I'd be willing to talk about it.
Huh? I can't hear you.
I said if we can get the shipping cost down for like $50 or less, I would be interested in it because I wouldn't want to invest no more than $150 all the way around.
You're listening to Trading Post on the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-86. Do I got to do everything?
I'm sorry?
Do I got to do everything?
You're listening to Trading Post on the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Welcome back to the Phil Henry Show Trading Post. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. We have a lady in Tampa, Georgia, or Tampa, Florida, excuse me, who has a rattan table to sell for $200.
Look. You know, this isn't going to work if you keep feeling sorry for yourself on the air and sounding like bullcrap. Now, you better pick it up and sound like a professional.
I think it's very unprofessional of you.
I'm not interested in your opinion. Now, do it right. You know what I'm going to do with you? I'm going to make you buy that table. What do you think of that? Now put her on.
Hi, ma'am. Are you there? Lady in Tampa?
Yes.
You there?
Yes.
Okay.
Get excited about the table.
We're really excited about your table. It's a $200. How much did you buy it for originally?
$2,500.
$2,500.
Get excited. That's fantastic. And she's selling it for $200. How old is it, ma'am?
It's about 2 years old.
2 years old, and it used to be $2,500?
Yeah.
What, are you getting divorced or something?
David, no, you don't...
I'm just trying to get rid of some furniture that I have.
$2,500 in 2 years, it's worth $200. That's fantastic. Go ahead, Phil.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Ask her about it.
And it's made out of rattan. It has a glass top.
Right.
I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm getting so irritated. If we don't get anybody to buy that table, you're buying it, Henry.
David, I need every nickel for this.
You need every nickel. You got 3 acres. You're buying it. Take a call.
East Greenbush, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, sir.
Personally, I feel insulted by this guy telling everybody that we're just garage sale junkies, and that's the only way we get our things. You talking about a home and a pool and these things.
Well, you don't know. You don't want to admit it.
Admit what?
That you go to garage sales, but you do.
I've been to one.
Oh, you've been to...
Doesn't mean that's where I get my shopping. I own a home. I own a pool.
What'd you spend for the pool?
Does it matter?
It certainly does.
And you keep talking about this guy being professional. You're telling you're going to kick somebody's ass?
Sir, I own 4 houses. I drive 2 Jaguars, so don't tell me that you're more than me.
What?
Who
are you talking to?
I'm talking to that guy that was talking to you.
I don't care what you
own. I own 4 houses, and I own 2 Jaguars. Everything paid off. So
oh,
I just called in because I listened to Phil Henry, and I figured I'd call in because I have this to sell.
And we want to listen to Phil Henry the way the show was intended to be.
See, she's got 4 Jaguars, so who do
you
think?
Congratulations. We want to hear Phil Henry the way his show is, and you're unprofessional by threatening people and embarrassing the host. Well,
that guy in Memphis was telling me that I was full of crap.
You are.
Oh, you want to get into it too?
Nobody wants to
David.
Fight with you. We want you off the air. We want Phil Henry back on. The show was.
Yeah, all right. I'll listen to what you have to say. But first, let the lady in Tampa do her pitch. Go ahead, lady. Tell them all about your table.
It's a lovely rattan dining room set with a glass top and four mauve chairs.
Yeah, that's great. No disrespect to you, lady, but we want to hear the Henry show the way the show is.
David, don't you know that you're embarrassing listeners when the lady is talking to the...
You're embarrassing this fine lady from Tampa who's been on the air for an hour trying to help your rotten show, and she told this guy in, where is he, in Greenbush, about the table.
I know, but...
about the table for the last 40 minutes. We don't want to hear about the training post table.
Are you
interested
in it? We
don't want to hear about the training post. We want to hear Phil Henry's show.
Are you interested in it?
Absolutely not.
Are you interested in buying or
absolutely
selling?
Absolutely not. We don't want to hear the training
post. Well, then why did you call?
All these listeners are calling in because they like the Phil Henry show.
They wanted me to just do the...
I got it already, Phil. I don't need you to interrupt.
And you need to stop treating the host with disrespect.
I'm not treating him with disrespect. I'm trying to help his show.
You're yelling. You told him he's going to buy it if he doesn't sell it on the trading post?
Well, you're getting all of these calls, and not one of you guys, sir, with all due respect, what are you, cheap?
No.
Well, why don't you make a bid for the table?
We don't want to have a trading post. We want to hear Phil Henry do his show. That's the end of the discussion. If I want to buy a table, I'll go down to buy a table.
It's a rattan table.
I don't care.
With a glass top.
Congratulations. We want to hear Phil Henry show the way it is.
25.
If we want a trading post, we'll go and buy something somewhere else. This show is Phil Henry's show. That's what we want to hear.
Well, I think you're wrong.
Why is everybody calling up saying that's what they want?
Well, I just think you're wrong passing up a deal like this.
We don't.
Oh,
buy
come
it.
On. The guy doesn't want the table, David.
Am I talking to you?
The guy doesn't.
Am I talking to you?
No, sir.
You're passing up a great deal, sir. $2,500 table originally.
Why don't you buy it?
Oh, all of a sudden it's up to me, huh?
God, oh
nobody
my.
Else wants it.
Is this good radio? I mean,
Would you just shut up?
No, I won't shut up. I'm sitting here arguing with you about this. You're trying to get this man in Tampa to buy it, or East Greenbrush. He's not interested in the table. The lady in Tampa, she's a nice lady. She's got a nice table. I got nobody here who wants to buy this table. Now, one person who's called up wants to buy the table.
All right, then you're buying it.
That's so embarrassing that you would even suggest that the host.
Well, he's going to buy it. Well, he's going to buy it.
How am I going to buy it?
You're going to write a check for it.
You're going to buy it.
How much? What, you going to make me buy it?
Yeah.
I'd like to see you make me buy it.
Okay, we are your customers.
You're my customer.
We're the listeners. We're the one that pay for your show.
What, do you got a turd in your pocket? What's this wee stuff? It's you.
Who gets your ratings?
Who gets my ratings?
Yes.
I ain't got, with this show, I got no ratings.
Who are all the people calling?
Just a bunch of schlubs like you who want to run to Mr. Henry's aid. Look,
again, we go back to the disrespect of the
are you into the are you into the table or are you? Where's the lady in Tampa?
Nobody
I'm
wants
here.
To hear about the table anymore.
Okay, talk about the table.
He doesn't want to.
Go.
It's a wonderful rattan table with a glass top and four mauve chairs, four mauve cushion chairs.
Phil, you need to diss this guy. You got a good show. Forget about this.
So you buying it?
No.